has an unassuming presence, but to thousands of Israelis, Sergeant Gilad Shalit is a national symbol. The bid to free Shalit is shared by virtually all Israelis, including American-born Debbie Last, who immigrated to Israel 3 years ago. She has been regularly holding vigil at this tent, a few meters from the Israeli Prime Minister's residence.
I think everybody's got a piece. Everybody feels connected to Gilad and his parents.
The goal is to remind Israelis of the number of days that Shalit has been captive, gathering signatures for a petition to pressure Israel's government to gain Shalit's release. Hope soared when this video, shot by Shalit's captors, was shown in September. Hamas, the militant faction that rules Gaza, handed it over in exchange for Israel's release of 20 Palestinian women prisoners. Among them was 23-year-old Rojena Janadra of the West Bank town of Betunia, imprisoned for attacking an Israeli soldier. Janadra says she admires how an entire nation has stood behind one soldier and wishes the Palestinian leadership would do the same for Palestinians fighting for a homeland. She says she's not a follower of Hamas, but to her, the militants who kidnapped Shalit are heroes because they will succeed in gaining the release of Palestinian prisoners. She is cynical about any peace effort.
We spent years negotiating, years pursuing nonviolence, and we achieved nothing. But the armed struggle reaches something. Right now, 1,000 prisoners will be released. 1,000 will be released in exchange for one soldier. So I think armed struggle is our only choice.
For Israel, there is no guarantee the prisoners it releases will embrace nonviolence. Some reports have speculated that Marwan Barghouti, a longtime activist serving a life sentence for the murder of Israelis, could be one of those released. Many see him as a likely candidate for the Palestinian presidency. In a recent prison cell interview, he said peace negotiations with Israel have failed and called for popular action. Debbie Last, like many Israelis, says she is not comfortable with setting convicted terrorists free, but she says the young Shalit must come home.
There's no words to describe the feeling of wanting to see this boy back home.
In this dilemma, the best she and all of Israel can do is hope the only consequence of an exchange will be peace. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.